God. Good morning and welcome to Morning Motivation. It's 15 minutes of godly breakfast for your soul, including fired up praise, word, and prayer. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, and I do want to start off today by saying Happy Veterans Day to everyone who has served. This includes my family members as well as myself. We honor you on today. Today's scripture reading is going to come from Psalm 147, verses 3 through 5. I say again, Psalm 147, verses 3 through 5. So while you are getting your Bibles ready, I'm going to tell you that our focus for this morning is He's got the whole world in His hand and His hands. And that includes you. Come on and just say that with me. Now, remember, for all of those who have called in, you're on mute. I cannot hear you, and neither can any of the other callers. So as we go into praise and worship today, just remember that this is between you and God in your secret place. Hallelujah. No one else can hear what you're talking about with the Lord. So come on and just begin to praise Him. Get into the Spirit of the Lord. And I want you to repeat after me. He's got the whole world. Yes, come on and say it. He's got the whole world in His hands. And that includes me. Oh, hallelujah. Say it like you mean it while you're getting your Bibles ready to go to Psalm 147, 3 through 5. Let's say it again. He's got the whole world in His hands, and that includes me. Hallelujah. Let's go to the Word, and I'm reading from a translation of the NIV. It says, He heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds. He numbered the stars and calls them all by name. How great is our Lord! His understanding is beyond all comprehension. Listen at that word. He numbered the stars and called them all by name. That shows you how attentive God is to detail. How great is our God! The teaching for that is, no matter what you're going through, God remains sovereign. His infinite power, in other words, His everlasting, unending power is so formidable, so strong, so unbreakable that even Satan bows down at the name of His Son, Jesus. So fixing the issues in your life, the situations in your life, is as easy as child's play for God. So live in victory today, realizing that nothing will approach you that God cannot handle. Now I want to just take a minute, and I want you to reflect on that word as you begin to just thank God even more. It says that no matter what you're going through, and understand that no matter means no matter, it encompasses the enemy attacking your family. It encompasses your own mistakes. It encompasses issues on your job. It covers even if you don't have a job yet. It includes those in your family who are incarcerated or facing charges. It pertains to those who have infirmity or sickness in their bodies. It says no matter what you are going through. It covers also depression, addiction, every kind of issue. It even includes the election, the candidates all of the controversy that we see right now. It says, no, 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 no matter. Hallelujah. What you're going through today, God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider, I am that I am, the Alpha and the Omega, the author and the finisher of your faith, he which was, which is, and is to come, God still is on the throne. He's still sovereign. He is still the creator. Hallelujah. And within that context, his ability to come in and resolve issues, it is so strong, my God. It is so powerful, my Lord. It is such a fortress around you, your household, your situations, your body, your spirit, under the name of Jesus, because at that name, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father, that making this situation right. It's like child's play for God. I get excited. Aren't you getting excited? I'm getting excited just thinking about that in my spirit. That is like child's play to God. It's like playing with Play-Doh. That's how easy it is for God to work it out. So it says, live in victory today. Live in it. Walk in it. Get it in your mind. Just begin to say already, God has the whole world in his hands, and that includes me. So I don't care what comes against me today. I'm walking in that assurance. I'm talking in that assurance. I'm resting in that assurance. I'm shouting in that assurance. I'm praising God in that assurance. I mean, I'm speaking in that assurance that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Now, God did not say that a weapon would not form. He did not even say that it won't come, be able to touch you. He said it shall not have the ultimate victory over you because it cannot prosper. You are more than a conqueror already through Jesus Christ that loves you. God is our shield. God is our great reward. 1,000 can fall at your right hand. 10,000 can fall over here on the other side. But God said that it won't overtake you. It won't overtake your dwelling place in him. Hallelujah. Oh, come on and just begin to tell him, Lord, remember, no one else can hear you. For those just calling in, we are focusing on Psalm 147, 3 through 5, and we're saying he's got the whole world in his hands, and that includes me. So I want you in your own home right now, just begin to say, he's got the whole world, come on, in his hands, and that includes me. Oh, remember, no one else can hear you. He's got the whole world. Hallelujah. See, you got to believe this thing. It's not about just getting on this morning motivation with me, this godly breakfast for your soul with me, and just sitting at the table. We got breakfast you must eat. This is fortification for not fornication. Fortification, I said. Strength for your soul, just like your natural body needs breakfast. This is godly breakfast, so that you walk out this morning, woo, you ought to be able to just lift your hands and smile and stretch. Oh, just look at the day. Say, God, you got the whole world in your hands, and that includes me. Woo, I mean, I'm feeling good. I'm actually stretching right now. God, you got the whole world. Do you know what the whole world means? That means he has your family in his hands. That means he has your job in his hands. That means he has your marriage in his hands. That means he has your children, even if they're not home, even if they're incarcerated, even if they're away at school, even if they're disobedient, it still means he's got them in his hands. That means he has your sickness in his hands. Whether we're talking about diabetes, COPD, whatever your situation may be, Alzheimer's, God, or Alzheimer's in your family, God has that in his hands. Your own addictions and problems, your own finances, whatever it is that you're facing today, God. Hoo-wee. Hallelujah. He has the whole world in his hands, and that includes you. Hallelujah. Begin to thank him for that. Begin to praise him for that. You know what it is that you need God to do today. You don't have to tell me. Isn't it so great that you can go into your secret prayer closet where we are right now, having godly breakfast with the Lord, and you can just begin to speak to him? You don't have to quote all the scriptures like I'm doing. You don't have to have fancy conversation. You don't even have to make sure that you have subject verb agreement or that all of your English is correct. You can say ain't. You don't have to make sure you say is not or not. Whatever it is that you need, hallelujah. Oh, to say to God, he's standing there. I said, the whole world is in the palm of his hand. There are no leaks. It's not running over. It's in the palm of his hand. God has it right there in the middle of his hand, and he has it under control for you. You don't have to worry about looking to the left, looking to the right. Keep your eyes focused on God, straight ahead on the prize, because God's got the whole world, the whole world, the whole world, the whole world. Not just Miami, not just Alabama, not just Georgia, not just Mississippi, not just D.C., not just California. I said he's got the whole world, not just the earth, not just the sun, not just the moon. He's got the whole world, not just your right now, not just your yesterday. He's got the whole world, not just what you prayed about last week. I said he's got the future. He's got your present. He has your tomorrow. He got your tonight right there in his hand. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Woo, hallelujah. Just making me go back to the old landmark. My soul, hallelujah, loves Jesus. My soul, hallelujah, loves Jesus. My soul. Hallelujah, Lord. We love you, Jesus. And we bless your name. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Come on and talk to him. Yes, Lord. Dear Lord, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we come asking the forgiveness of every sin. We come believing right now that you are still sovereign. You're God. You're on the throne. You're the creator. There's nothing impossible for you. So because we believe that word, we stand on it in this prayer. God, that you have the whole world within your hands. And Father, you know the desires and thoughts of our heart. So right now, we lay everything before you. God, we are being authentic. We're just being transparent. We understand even now that we're not even worthy of your love and your blood. So we ask for the forgiveness of every sin in the name of Jesus, that you would wash us and cleanse us right now. Father, we all come in agreement. You said in your word that if two of us on earth shall agree of touching anything, the thing shall be done. And that if we come in faith, we'll have the petition that we desired. So we come this morning praying, believing, and not doubting that every situation that befalls us today, you've already controlled it. You've already managed it. All we got to do is walk in faith. All we got to do is to continue to praise you today. So, Lord, I ask you to strengthen my brothers and sisters on this call, that no matter what approaches them today, they will say, it's all right. God got my back. Even if they can't speak it out loud, because maybe they're at work, they'll just say in their spirit, I'm not going to get mad. I'm not going to get upset. God got me. You got us, God. You got our backs. It's all right. We don't even have to worry about it. You got it all under control. So this is our day of victory. This is our day of success, because you got the whole world in your hands, and we submit our lives to you. In the name of Jesus, amen. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams. This morning motivation throughout the end of this year is part of our last 100 days Remove All Clutter Challenge. We're counting down to 2017 and establishing our most fruitful year. You can learn more at feelthefire.com. That's F-E-E-L, D-Fire, letter D.com. Invite someone else to this prayer call every morning, Monday through Friday. It starts at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, 5:30 Central. It's 15 minutes, starting your day off right, with 15 minutes of godly breakfast for your soul. I want you to bring at least two people in next Monday. We are about to break chains. We're about to change lives here. Morning motivation. Yeah. We got victory in Jesus. Tell the world I'm motivated.